It's time again for another adventure with Detective Doodad and the Doodad Gang. When we last left the gang, they had uncovered Dr. D. Seaver's dishonest campaigning. The Techno City officials punished Dr. D. Seaver with 200 hours of community service. On top of his community service, Dr. D. also had to deal with a broken leg he received when he fell off a ladder earlier. Because of all this, Dr. D. Seaver needs help with his own house. Let's join the Doodad Gang as they surprise Dr. D. Seaver with some much-needed help.
Okay, gang, let's give this place a new coat of paint.
What do you think Dr. D. Seaver will say when he sees what we've done, Detective?
That's a good question, Tony. This might be the first time the good doctor may be speechless.
Now that Dr. D. Seaver has been disqualified from the election for mayor, what do you think he will try to do next?
That is a hard question to answer, Tony. Maybe the good we are doing could influence him to turn his life around and do the same.
Didn't you go to school with Dr. D. Seaver when you were both kids, Detective?
Yes, Kiona, we did.
Mindy Lee told me that Dr. D. Seaver told her that he never knew his real father and that he grew up in countless foster homes.
I didn't know that. We were childhood friends, but the older I got, I developed new friendships and didn't keep up with him.
Did anything happen to Dr. D. Seaver that caused him to get into trouble, Detective?
Why don't you ask me?
Dr. D. Seaver, I didn't know you were here.
Yes, I live here. Perhaps the question I should ask is, why are you people here?
We knew you were having to do community service as punishment for your illegal campaigning. Plus, with a broken leg, we thought you could use some help fixing up your place.
Or could you be doing this to make me look even more helpless? I'm sure the Techno City officials are looking for more ways to praise and honor you, since you uncovered my, unconventional campaign methods. I can see the newspaper headline now. Detective Doodad and his gang of kids serve disgraced mayoral candidate.
Well, actually, Tony suggested we help serve you. And when we saw the poor condition of the outside of your house, we had the answer of how we could serve you. Obviously, in your condition, you couldn't paint your own house, and we could.
So, if I believe the reason you just gave me, the question is, why would you want to help me? I've done enough things to make you think I'm the last person you would want to help.
Jesus teaches us we should serve others. He didn't say to only serve those we would like to serve. Jesus served people who had him killed on the cross, so we don't think serving you is that bad.
The Doodad Gang exists to serve Techno City and help it be a safe and good place for people to live.
Why don't you stop all the bad things you do? You could use your ideas for good instead of evil.
I'll think about it. But anyway, thanks for painting my house. Do you do other things? I have a few problems inside. Come in here and I'll show you.
I'll make a list of the problems.
Dr. D. Seaver experienced being served by the Doodad Gang. Will it have a positive effect on him? Will the Doodad Gang convince Dr. D. Seaver to turn from his wrong ways, or will they have another evil encounter with the doctor? To find out the answers to these questions, join us again for the continuing saga of the Doodad Gang's adventures with Detective Doodad.